Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcast. And please share those on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. We hope you're all having a great week here on this Christmas week. Christmas is Saturday. We're all very excited for the holiday and hope that you and your families are all having a special week. Rob and I have a lot to talk about tonight, though, especially with the recent vote by Senator Joe Manchin. Well, he didn't even have to vote. He went on Fox News and announced that he was going to vote no on Build Back Better, and we have all seen the fallout since then. The squad is completely melting down. Liberals are overreacting, as always, acting like Joe Biden's agenda is completely squashed, which we do like to believe because his agenda has been a disaster. His first year in office has seen 13 dead soldiers in Afghanistan, inflation like we have not seen in a long, long time. And then this Build Back Better was just trillions more dollar spending. And the people who would have been paying for it is us taxpayers. Joe Manchin probably saved the American taxpayers a lot of money for what he decided. And thank God he had the spine to stand up and be the one Democrat to vote against this massive socialist spending bill. You know, Democrats keep harping on how great this bill is for Americans. They say, look, it's got universal pre-K. It's got paid leave when you have a child, things like that. But the bill really does not do much for a lot of Americans. I mean, not all Americans have a child going to preschool. So Americans that don't have a child going to preschool, they're not going to have any benefits from that. Americans who are older and have already raised their kids and had to work hard and put their kids through preschool while they struggled, they're not going to benefit from this. And they have to pick up the bill for parents who now have to do what they did several years ago. So yeah, a lot of Americans were not happy with this bill. It was just more socialist spending. And these are just the things that the Democrats like to focus on. We all know about the payments to illegals and other issues that we're in Build Back Better. I'm fired up tonight. How are you doing, Rob?
Andrew, you said a mouthful. But first, let me just say thank you to our listeners for tuning in tonight on this show that we're going to, as you said, discuss this entire deal with Biden's Build Back Better, the BBB. Bad, bad, bad. Senator Manchin did the right thing. At one point, I had reservations as to whether or not he would move forward and not vote for it or to vote for it, because there was a lot of pressure on him. He's a Democrat, and you have the Democrats coming after him. I mean, he was on his boat at one point, and they came after him. He was in his car. They came after him. And no one in the media said that this shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be this way. The only thing Joe Biden said is that it comes with the territory. It comes with the turf. Remember when Christine Sinema was accosted, not once, but three times almost, once in the ladies' bathroom, trying to get her to scare her. And the only thing the left had to say is that it just comes with the business. It just comes with the territory, with the job. Like, are you serious? It's just not, it's not part of the job. So I'm glad that Manchin stood up and just pronounced that I can't support this. He's not looking at himself or looking at political gain or they might not vote for me. He's looking after the American people. Can we afford this? And we can't afford this. And what exactly is it anyway? It's a socialist bill whereby they want to spin. The devil is always in the detail. And when you look at it and you see some of the things that they want to do, it's not build back better. It's bad, bad, bad. Let's tear everything up. Let's keep people feeling or thinking that they're oppressed and they really aren't. Let's continue the downward spiral of society. Let's continue to fund illegal aliens letting them come here. Let's push for CRT, critical race theory, so that we can complete the division between blacks and whites. And let's start at school as early as 3 years old. Let's have people bring their kids to pre-K so we can start the indoctrination. They won't know it. They'll just think that we're helping them out because we're giving them early childhood care while they work. That's not what it's about. That Build Back Better is a disastrous plan that would destroy America, destroy our military. How can anybody sit there with a straight face and say, this is what it's about, we're going to help Americans? And then they have, the Democrats have Ilhan Omar, of all people, to come out and attack Manchin. I mean, think about it, Andrew. Ilhan Omar, that's the face you want out there to attack him?
Yeah.
Ayanna Pressley?
Yeah, people who hate America.
I would think that they would be more in tune and say, well, let's get someone else. You all be quiet. We want someone else out there, but you want radicals out there?
Yeah, of course, idiots like Omar, Presley, AOC, they don't care about American taxpayers' money.
Not at all.
They're just all about spend, spend, spend. They've never had to pay a serious amount of taxes.
Spend, spend, spend. See how much we can get a woman who married her brother to come to America and no one is investigating it, as quiet as it's kept. But we want to investigate Jan 6 because we know there's some wrongdoings there. Whereas you have the wrongdoings of the Democrats staring you right in the face, slapping you in the face, saying, hey, here we are. But you have Merrick Garland, the attorney general, who's looking the other way. He doesn't want to see that. He wants to see something else. He wants to see something that is make-believe. Manchin did the right thing. He's going to do the right thing. And then you have the socialist Bernie Sanders saying, no, put the bill on the floor, put it there and let the American people see that Joe Manchin is against it. There's something else going on there. There is an arterial motive for him to say, put it out there. Let's go vote for it. Let's let the American people see it.
Right, Rob. And how dare people like Bernie Sanders and the squad come after a man of integrity like Joe Manchin? You look at the squad, it's like pretty much they've never had an original thought themselves. They pretty much steal everything from Bernie Sanders' agenda. And that's what they go with. Spend, 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 socialism, socialism, socialism.
I said this before, the statement that I'm about to make, or the analogy or analysis rather. Bernie Sanders never had any intention of being president. He knew that he wasn't going to make it that far. He made it as far as he did because people were sleeping, but he knew he never had a chance at being president. He knew it, but he needed a vehicle to push his socialist agenda. What better person to do it than through Joe Biden, a decrepit old man, senile, who came out saying that this plan is going to help America and we're coming back. America is back. How can America be back when Russia is dissing us? Russia is having a meeting with China. Now, the two may be enemies, but Russia doesn't care anything about Joe Biden and being afraid of him. And neither does China. Why is it that these people hate the country so much? And all the liberals that are there that are saying, oh, we should do Build Back Better. Look at what they have done within the past 11 months. You have here in New York City, a city councilman wanting to give voting rights to illegal aliens, or resident aliens. As far as I'm concerned, they're one and the same because you're not supposed to vote unless you're an American citizen. But he wants to give them the right to vote. What does that mean? Well, when you look at his background, you'll find out that he himself had been a resident alien, possibly an illegal alien. His name is Yanis Rodriguez. Yeah, let's give them the right to vote in the local elections. Vote for the mayor, vote for city council members. What? What do they need the right to vote for? They want to vote, become an American. But see, stuff like this is in BBB, Build Back Better. to change the election laws to allow illegals to vote, where they're paying taxes and taxation without representation is not fair, and coming to America illegally is not fair and it's unlawful. So why would you want that?
Right.
Every American should be up in arms and saying, no way, we are not going to have this. That is a sacred right to vote. Build Back Better also wants to make it easier for people to vote by staying at home. They want to federalize the election laws so that they can control it. Oh, mail-in ballots. Don't worry about an ID, but you have to have an ID, a COVID ID, to eat at a restaurant. You have to have a COVID ID for your child to participate in extracurricular activities. A child, 3, 4, 5 years old, they have to now have a COVID ID.
This is crazy. Why,
it is crazy, Andrew. Why can't an adult have an ID to vote? Isn't that just as important? But the progressive wing of the Democrat Party, well, as far as I'm concerned, they all are progressive. They don't want that. But they tell you that it's the right. They're racist. They're prejudiced because they're trying to come up with all these cumbersome voting laws. No, it's not. They're trying to protect the integrity of our voting system. Oh, yeah. But don't do it.
Yeah, so I was going to say, sorry to cut you off, Rob, but I heard the sirens there in New York City. Probably someone else, de Blasio, out of jail is back on the streets committing more crimes. But absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right. This Build Back Better is just to further the Democrats' agenda that we've seen being pushed along with the COVID-19. They want to take our rights. They want to push these voting bills and make it even easier for illegals to vote. I think most of us figure that we know that illegals did vote in the last election. We know dead people did vote in the last election. They want to see a lot more of that. They've got a lot of stuff like that hidden in this Build Back Better bill, which is just probably thousands of pages of junk and pork that the American people will get no benefit from. And like I said, Joe Manchin's decision, it saved us taxpayers a lot of money.
Saved us taxpayers a lot of money. And I'm glad that you noticed the background sound of sirens, because you're right. Probably another issue, a problem created by the communist mayor de Blasio, who will be on his way out. But within that Build Back Better bill, there's probably no money for law enforcement to have more police. Why do we have less police in the first place? Well, because the Democrats said defund the police during the spring and summer of 2020. And now they're pretending as if though they don't understand why there's so much crime. Nancy Pelosi said the other day, oh, I don't understand why there's so much crime. Maybe you know, meaning the reporters. Maybe you guys can explain it to me. And had it been a pool of reporters who were real journalists, they would have said, but Madam Speaker, you do recall during the spring and summer of 2020, you, as well as other members of Congress and local representatives throughout the country, mayors and governors, were touting defund the police. And in some cases, like San Francisco and New York and Chicago and Detroit, you defunded the police. So why are you so alarmed over the violence and the crime that's taken place when you defunded the police and you pretty much handicapped the police from doing their jobs? And now you want to complain about it? You want to complain about it? Really? You and your fellow Democrats caused this to happen. And now you want to build back better, something that you've torn up, you've destroyed? Really? But there's no one to hold them accountable. Our Justice Department seems to be blind. They're looking at trying to attack President Trump, who's not in office. But crime is on the uptick. But no one seems to care, because they're so busy looking at Build Back Better and allowing more illegal aliens to come here. Spend, spend, spend. Highway infrastructure, that's not highway infrastructure. It's money that you're going to waste. But we don't know what's happening. Really. Joe Manchin did the right thing by saying, I cannot and I will not. And as far as Bernie Sanders is concerned, let's put him on record. We want everyone to see that he decided not to vote for America going forward. No, he decided to vote for the future of America to make certain that America didn't create a bill that it couldn't pay for, to go into trillions and trillions in debt. Nothing's in that bill to support our military, other than the fact that, oh, we want more of a variety, more diversity. We want more transgenders. Transgender is nothing. You're either a male or female, and we need to stop pretending as if this transgender is something real, because it isn't. Let's just be truthful here. The truth hurts, but we have to deal with the truth. We can no longer baby pet these people because, as they said, they're not playing with us. And Republicans have got to pull it together and say, wait, we have got to start full circle and stomping out these people who aren't for the country, because they're going to destroy the country. Now, just imagine, had Manchin not voted the way he did, or is not going to vote the way he did. He's saying it now. But bet you anything.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah, but bet you anything, they're going to come knocking at his door. They've already formed a brigade to go and harass him. Where is the law? And when these people are arrested, why do judges look the other way? As if though it's okay. See, it's like they're sending out a signal that it's okay for them to behave this way and that there's nothing to it. But if anyone on the right were to stand up and call it out, throw them in jail, put them in jail. I'm looking at, and I always go back to this because this is all part of what we're talking about. I look at Jan 6 and I look at what they're doing to many of the protesters, giving them 5 years in jail. You can kill a person and you won't get 5 years in jail. We see that happening in New York City. We see people attacking people on the subway in New York City. They arrest them and then let them out. For Jan 6, they're still in jail, solitary confinement, prisoners of war. This is what our justice system has created. 5 years, 5 years for what? Well, they attacked the police. They hit a police. Okay, well, you go back to the summer, spring and summer of 2020, you had individuals who killed police, David Dorn. You had an individual who killed the Capitol Police, not during the Jan 6, but after they ran him over. You look around you, you have people constantly killing police, but they're let out and they do it again and again and again. But we got to make certain those folks on Jan 6, we're going to show them. The only thing you're doing is that you're threatening people who don't agree with you. And then you want to come back with Build Back Better? I don't think so. Build back disastrously. America is not back. Joe Biden has completely obliterated our stand on the world stage. And when you have people saying, oh, well, all these world leaders, they like him. Well, yeah, because they know they can get anything out of him. Look at Germany and the Russia pipeline. We're going to shut down the Keystone pipeline in America. But as far as Russia, oh no, we're going to let them build a pipeline and we're going to let them keep going and going and going. Why? We were energy independent, depending on ourselves for our own oil. Now we don't have that. Why? Is this because of Build Back Better? Really? You know, and I say that often facetiously. Really? These guys are amateurs, complete amateurs working in the White House. So when I see Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying, we want to thank the president, and she's slurring her words, her lipstick is all over her face, and she's congratulating President Biden, saying that he's the best president for this time. I understand what she's saying, for this time to destroy the country. He doesn't know what he's doing. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's past her prime and should be put out to pasture. I know a lot of people are saying, well, she knows that the next election, this is her last stand as a Speaker of the House. It should have been long before that. And I hope we get in nothing, Ursher, in nothing but Republicans. And they give her no credit for absolutely anything. Don't worry about them saying, well, you're being misogynistic. They're going to say that anyway. She deserves no credit for ruining the institution of the House, which is what she is doing, what she would have done. She has just taken it to the lowest of lows with her partisanship, her hatefulness, her evil ways, her lying with Adam Schiff. Lie after lie after lie after lie. And no one is calling them out. Everyone sees that they're doing it. Everyone knows that they're doing it. But no one wants to say anything, as if though they're afraid. And the American people, we see it happening. Before our very eyes, this is happening. Partisanship. Going after one group because you don't want them to even exist. It's one thing to say we have a different ideology. But to try and destroy one group, and why? Who does it benefit? Ilhan Omar, a Trojan horse. We will rule the day we let the kinds of her, the likes of her, to go before Congress, to enter into the sacred halls. Someone will say, well, what do you mean by the likes of her, the kinds of her? Someone who does not like America. She is hateful. She is evil. There are many Muslims Americans out there that love this country, that appreciate this country. She is not one of them. AOC, an American, is not one of them. Ayanna Pressley is not one of them. Cori Bush is not one of them. Rashida Tlaib is not one of them. Once you allow these radicals to breach the wall and to enter into the gates with their form of hatefulness, it is hard to eradicate them, but still we must. We must eradicate them. We must clean house. We must clean shop. Once they are out, we should go in and sterilize the entire place to make certain that there is no residue of them left there. These are evil women. Yes, one day we will have a female president, Madam President. But at this juncture, this day and age, if we are to pick from that lot, God save America. Because those women are not for America. We want women who are strong and committed, like Winsome Sears. We want women who know right from wrong, who aren't afraid to say it. But the women that the Democrats are pushing out there now, you look at our big cities, London Bridge, or Brie, and San Francisco, the mayor failed. Keisha Bottoms failed. Muriel Bowser failed. Lori Lightfoot failed. But yet still, we need women. Women will do this and women will do that. Yes, women will, and there are strong women. But these women have been abject failures. Complete failures. And now they want to push Build Back Better. I don't think so. These are the worst of the worst. And Biden. I am so glad that Manchin stood up or will stand up and say, nope, I cannot fall for this. I will not support this because this will harm the American people. We're more than that. Is there anything in it to help out our military? Because the barbarians are at the gate. Is there anything there to help uplift the country, to instill in people the values of Americans? Is there anything there besides spin, 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 giveaway, giveaway? Just like they wanted to give to illegal aliens, $450,000. And to this point, Andrew, to this night, to this day, no one has pushed back aggressively and said, are you serious? Why would we give illegals American taxpayer money? Why? The fact that they would even consider it, it should have every American up in arms. The fact that Joe Biden said, no, it's not going to happen. than to find out it was going to happen. America should be irate. It should be saying, what are you thinking? Why would we give to these people who care nothing about us? $450,000? Are you serious? Have you lost your mind? When in the tarnation is this? But the media approved it. They were okay with it. They gave it their seal of approval. So I guess, Joe, oh, wait, we might as well do it. And then to find out, oh, the discussions have broke down. Broke down? They should have never been connected. But see, this is all part of that build back better. Give away everything. Everything that Americans have, just give it away because we're not entitled to it. We're evil. We're mean people. Just give it away. Because the Constitution was written by old white men. Well, someone had to write it. All men are created equal. Well, when they wrote it, they didn't have black men in mind. Well, they didn't have a lot of people in mind. But yet and still, those words, all men are created equal, still stands the way it is. But because of that, the progressive left, the liberal left, they want to destroy this country with Build Back Better. Build back to where? To the Stone Ages? We have got to do better with our elected officials. And all the people that Biden has surrounded himself with are radicals. I mean, there's a lot of inner fighting within them. I'm glad. I hope they fight each other to the death. I could care nothing about them. My only concern is that they do not destroy this country as they destroy each other, as they implode, stumbling over each other because of their crazy radical ideas. We have to do better. We have to wake up. We might have missed or dodged this bullet, hopefully, we pray, with Manchin. But there are others on the horizon. Who will stand up? Who will push back? Because our country, our greatness, is on a very thin thread. If Manchin folds, that's it. That would be it. Andrew, I hope our listeners are listening. And I hope they get in contact with their congressmen and with their senators and say, look, we got to wake up. There are too many radicals out there. And they themselves have got to tell their friends, we can't keep going this way. We're not perfect, but we're not as bad as you're saying that we are. We've got to do better. We've got to wake up, Andrew.
Yeah, we do. We have to come out in record numbers in 2022 and vote in such overwhelming numbers that the Democrats are going to be a big minority after 2022, and we're going to change a lot of things around. And then 2024, get a Republican in the White House. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Well, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We're glad that you're able to tune in tonight to listen to us. And as always, please share the broadcast and the podcast once it airs with other individuals on social media or your own social media platform. We really do appreciate it. Now, I want to open up this segment talking about Nancy Pelosi. We spoke about her in the first segment. I want to talk about her again because there's just so much to dissect with our girl, Nancy, who really isn't in control. She's supposed to be the Speaker of the House, but this woman is 80-something years old, and she has homes in San Francisco as well as in Florida. She just bought a beachfront mansion, that is now, beach on the water. This is the same woman who's telling us that the world is going to end. There's global warming and that we're all bad stewards of society because we're contributing to global warming. Now, what I find interesting is that almost 18 months ago, people started wearing masks, and now you see masks all over, littered about, on the streets, in the ocean. How the heck did it get there? Liberals? They care nothing about putting things in trash receptacles. And I have seen it. I live here in New York City. It's filthy. It's dirty. New York City, a liberal haven. You would think that these individuals who are so conscious-minded about the economy, about the environment, that they would be a little bit more tidier than they are. But they're not. People are defecating on the streets. Sleeping on the streets. Before long, they'll be bathing on the streets. But they're okay with this because the powers that be at the level of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer in our case, and Ilhan Omar, who hails from Queens, they're in their penthouses looking down at everyone else, away from everything. That leads me back to Nancy. There's been a lot of rumors or talks or rumblings rather, not rumors, but rumblings as to how Congress, the people who make the laws, have access to financial information that you or me, we don't have access to regarding trades and stocks. They know what's going up and what's going down. Look at Pfizer, look at Moderna, look at Johnson & Johnson, pharmaceutical companies. Their stocks are going through the roof. And if you were to look at the financial statements of Nancy Pelosi and some of the others on the Hill, both Democrat and Republicans, what you bet a lot of them don't have positions within those stocks. Let's just be honest. So if the stock goes up, they stand to make a windfall of money. I think during the early 90s, Nancy Pelosi's husband had gotten into trouble for trading on stock that she knew had privy to what was going to happen. Quiet as is kept. Maxine Waters, the same thing, her husband, her daughter, her granddaughter, all of them have access to information that you, the average citizen, does not have. So they're able to make fortunes. How is it that Nancy Pelosi entered the Hill worth a million, and it's probably because of her house, the value of the house went up, and now she's almost worth $200 million? And the only job she's ever had was on the House, stumbling and mumbling. and now she's slurring her speech. How is it? How are these people able to make so much money working for the government? Now, I'm not saying you should be poor and destitute, but if you entered the Hill with, I would say, a million, that's still a lot, and then for the next 20 years, you were able to increase your wealth to get it to 300 million, 200 million, even 100 million. Anything above a 1 million is troubling. Because like I said, your house, the value of your house could go up, but it's not going to go up tenfold. But our girl Nancy is worth almost 200 to 300 million. Where did the money come from? Why isn't anyone up in arms? Now, there are some that are pushing back and saying, this should be exposed. We need to know how is it Congress is able to have access to information that allows them to increase their wealth by buying stock or taking positions, and the average person doesn't. And it was swatted down. Now, AOC is out saying, oh, yeah, we need to look into this. It's all lip service, because she doesn't mean it. Because if she did, she would threaten Nancy and say, Nancy, Ms. Speaker of the House, this needs to stop. Now, of course, the question was put to Nancy as to, Nancy, shouldn't there be something about this? Shouldn't you be looking at this? She says, oh, I don't think there's a problem. Ask to see her tax returns. She will immediately say invasion of privacy. Asked to see President Trump's tax returns. Oh no, we need to see it. We need to dissect it. We need to research it. And what I don't understand is that you have judges that are agreeing to this. It's all political, because there's no reason they should have those tax returns. What is the purpose? You can't judge a person's wealth by looking at their tax returns. You need to look at their financial statement. But they're hoping that he put something there that shouldn't be there. He did this, he did that. And whatever he did do, Congress created the laws. They allowed him to do it. He just took advantage of it. They wouldn't dare ask to see Obama's tax returns. But we want to see Trump, because Trump is bad. And people need to know he's bad. And we have to keep him in check, because he's a bad man. But who's keeping Nancy in check? Steny Hoyer, who's keeping him in check? Chuck Schumer, who's keeping any of these individuals in check to make certain that they're not doing what they should not be doing? No one. Because right now they control everything, they being the Democrats. And we all know that the media is not trustworthy enough to question them on it. And they're supposed to question them on it. But they won't. They're too busy saying that Fox News should not exist because they're purveyors of fake information. No, you guys are. And I've explained this before. I will do it again, Andrew. You have commentators and you have journalists. Fox News, a lot of people look at it and say, well, it's supposed to be a conservative. But, you know, they go backwards and forward. But they too have commentators on the show. And they have some journalists. CNN, MSNBC, all day long, nothing but commentators spinning and spinning and spinning. That is the reason why they won't approach Nancy about congressmen having access to information on Wall Street that regular citizens don't have, and how they're able to make a fortune. How is it that Nancy Pelosi is worth 200 plus million dollars? Her husband isn't that great at what he's doing. He's in his middle 80s also. And of course, her entire family is reaping the benefits. Her daughter is on the Hill helping someone out. She's getting contracts. All these people are getting contracts. But they only want to focus on, what is the right? Why was the right doing this? That is the reason why Andrew Cuomo is falling the way he's falling. A mighty big fall. That is the reason why Chris Cuomo has fallen. That is the reason why Don Lemon should fall. That is the reason why CNN, fake news CNN, is falling. And now you got Chris Wallace running over there. Let him run. We don't need him over here. He hasn't done anything for us. Well, we want to look at his record because he was a good journalist. Was, maybe when he was in his 30s. But he's fallen by the wayside. You would think he would ask those questions. No, he may ask it, but then he'll just move right along. As I said in one of our other shows, when Rita Braver was asking Jill Biden about Joe Biden and his mental capacity. And she brushed it off, she being Jill, and so Rita just moved on. But a real journalist would stay there and say, wait a minute, look at the numbers. How is it that you're worth this amount? And you have Americans that are suffering. How is it that you're worth this amount and you want to talk about Build Back Better? It looks like you're building your own. You're building yourself back better and with more money. Barack Obama trying to become a billionaire. Why isn't he out there in the field helping build homes for the homeless like Jimmy Carter was doing? Barack Obama wouldn't know what to do with a hammer if you were to give it to him and give him the instructions. Oh, I don't know what to do with this. But these elitist individuals who look down on us as if though we're nobodies, they've got to make all of our decisions. And when it's time, Andrew, to hold them accountable, boop, there's no one there. It's shameful, Andrew, completely shameful that these politicians that we're supposed to look up to and trust to do the people's business are doing their own thing the way they want to do it. And in the process, taking away all protection from us with the police because they don't need it. And then they go and get their own private security. So if you were to try to, an average person were to try and ask Nancy about it, they would probably get brushed away because she has private security now. Nancy Pelosi, a mansion in San Francisco and now a beachfront property in Florida. I don't understand these people. They're selfish and they're only in it for themselves, Andrew. That's it. For themselves.
Yeah, hopefully that pouse in Florida, Pelosi, has some retirement plans and soon, because getting rid of her would be nice. I mean, she is a complete disaster. As we talked about a couple shows back, I think she might be in as bad, if not worse, mental state than resident Biden is right now, because she is all over the place. She can't put together sentences. She's just got the worst lisp now because of her false teeth. She just looks absolutely ridiculous, and it's embarrassing that this is one of the top people we have in our government, number three behind Biden and Kamala Harris, and you've got Nancy Pelosi. In 2022, Republicans better get serious. We got to take back this House. We got to take back the Senate. We got to get rid of cheap email, and we got to take our country back, or else it's going to be too late. I mean, 2022 and 2024 is the time to act. You give Joe Biden 7 more years. Just imagine the damage he will do. Look at what he has done in just a year. In just 1 year, look at what the condition the country is in compared to before it was. And President Trump was president. I mean, it is night and day. We have got to take back the House. We've got to take back the Senate, and we've got to win the White House.
Well, like you said, Andrew, with that, this has all happened within 11 months, how they have managed to just destroy our reputation on the world stage. Joe Biden, resident Biden, and his vice resident, along with the fickle Congress that we have, just completely obliterate. I mean, as far as our law and order, they're dancing all over that. It's rules for thee and not for me. And it's so openly done. That's the thing that I like. Aren't people seeing this? It is so openly done how they attack the right, either through intimidation or by the law. And you have these judges that side with them, that agree with them. Like, wait a minute. Like, is this America? You're not supposed to take sides, and justice is supposed to be blind, but you look at what they're doing. Look at what they're trying to do to Mark Meadows. Contempt of Congress. And did the Republicans push what was the attorney general's name, the black guy for Fast and Furious? Did they push Holder. Him that hard? Eric Holder, did they push him that hard when he decided, I'm not going to go and testify before Congress? No, but these guys, they get judges. They actually get judges to go after their adversaries. And we saw this throughout Trump's administration at his time in office. They actually went and got judges to side with them. Dangerous, Andrew, completely dangerous. But yet, this is where we are. Here we are with this. Now, speaking of judges and courts and whatnot, I want to throw in that Nick Sandman just got a huge settlement from NBC for, and rightfully so, for slandering his name. It's upwards in the millions. Now, he got one settlement from CNN and now from NBC. Man, this guy is rolling in the dough. I'm glad some judge got it right, because what they did to him, to slander his name, to lie on him, and to say that he did something that he didn't do. And Andrew, this was a kid. That's the other thing. It was a kid. But we now know that when it comes to kids, the left does not care. Look at CNN. Look at one of the producers for Chris Cuomo. Just arrested. Child endangerment.
Disgusting.
And when I say endangerment, it wasn't just like he was beating the kid, but trying to have sex. And he might have had sex with some kids. This is horrible. And the kicker, Andrew, is that they knew about it for some time. Why didn't they go ahead and arrest the guy? Why wait? Porn of children. Sick. Completely sick. So if he was doing it, I'm sure that Andrew Cuomo knew about it and the upper echelons at CNN, but they didn't care. The only time they care is when they get caught, just like Sidney Blumenthal, when he got caught attending an event for communists. And what does he say? Oh, I didn't know it was for communists. What do you mean? With the opening statement, you knew what it was about. The same way he lied. Well, it wasn't Sidney Blumenthal, was it, Andrew?
Richard Blumenthal.
Richard Blumenthal. Sidney was is a Clinton acolyte.
He looks like he could be a Sidney. I don't know.
Yeah, he looks like a Sidney, but they're a Blumenthal. Hey, but attending an event.
Yeah, unbelievable. And for the gall to this guy to come out and try and act like, oh, I didn't know what I was attending afterwards. When you see the footage of the event and it says communism all over the place and they're all proud communists. It's like the National Communist Society or something. I didn't even know that was legal in America. They threw you in prison for that kind of thing back in the day, but apparently they have events now. So I don't know. This guy to try and deny it is insane. And that just goes to show you where the Democrats are going. They're going towards socialism and communism. And some of them aren't even trying to hide it. Obviously, he was going there to try and pander for votes.
He wasn't trying to hide it at all. There was no shame to his game. And remember, this is the same guy who lied about his services in the Army. He lied about that. How he was elected, I don't know. But the Democrats don't care. It's rules for thee, as I said, not for me. We want to make certain that we keep you in check. We want to make certain that you do the things that you're supposed to do, but we're not going to do it. Just like with this whole wearing the mask. Who's supposed to wear the mask? They want everyone wearing the mask. But then when we look a little closer, they're going to their private events. They're not wearing a mask. Nancy Pelosi's at the beauty salon having beauty treatment, if you call it that. I mean, if I were her, I would go and get my money back, because, I mean, they're not helping her out at all. But she's going. Then you have Dr. Fauci. He's at a baseball game without his mask. You have Joe Biden. He's going around the town without a mask and laughing at everyone else. You have the governor of California doing the same thing. The governor of New Jersey, Murphy, they're doing the same thing, maskless, but they're telling you to put on your mask. Like, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If we're just to take the virus seriously, why aren't you guys doing what you want us to do? Well, Andrew, they're too busy doing other things. They can't be busy following the instructions or the laws that they're creating for us. Because that's just not the way it's supposed to be. Like, really? And we're supposed to believe you guys? And now we have the new variant of the Omicron virus, and they're telling us everybody needs to be locked in, and, you know, we're going to lock you down again. It's a joke. They want to lock us down again so they can completely ruin the country, decimate the restaurant industry, and in hopes that people will come to them and say, oh, please pass Build Back Better. Get Joe Manchin. Joe, please, don't you see that we're sinking? The country is about to explode and we're not going to have anything. Come on, come on. That's what they're doing, Andrew, and it's all by design. Please believe me when I say this, listeners. This is all by design. Yes, there is a virus that is out there. Thanks to Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fraud. Why he's still in office, I don't know. It's anyone's guess. And now his boss is getting ready to resign. Or not resign, but step down and retire. Now, if his boss is going to retire, why can't Fauci retire? Because Fauci feels as if, though, he has to keep all of you informed. He has to protect you. This guy is an evil egomaniac. He is an evil man. He is Dr. Frankenstein. He is very evil, rooted in evil.
Yeah, he really is. And let's look at the reason why the Democrats were so desperate for this Build Back Better to pass. They just want something, anything to talk about, because you look at other things that are going on in Joe Biden's administration. They don't want to talk about what happened in Afghanistan. They don't want to talk about the economy and inflation. They don't want to talk about the border and how it's spiraling out of control. And they don't want to talk about the squad, who's just a complete embarrassment to the American people. And they're got to be tired of just bringing up January 6th constantly, because that's pretty much the only thing they have to talk about at this point is January 6th, January 6th, January 6th. So the Democrats are a complete disaster. They were desperate for this bill to pass. Thank God that Joe Manchin did the right thing for the American people. We cannot just continue to keep spending this money. Inflation's going to keep rising and rising. And this is all by design by the Democrats.
You're right. They have nothing else to talk about. Joe's agenda has been dismal, has been a complete failure. The same way he pulled out of Afghanistan, leaving behind hundreds of people, killing 13 soldiers, innocent lives, who won't be at home during the holidays. They have nothing else to talk about. The border is in a complete chaos. I'm glad finally that Texas has decided to build the wall. In my opinion, they should have already started doing it, but I guess they had to get the funds together. But better now than never. But what else can the Democrats talk about besides racism, Jan 6, and that's all they talk about? Who's a racist? Who isn't a racist?
Yeah, there's not
happened
much
on Jan
else.
6?
Yeah, they don't want to talk about Vice President Harris, do they?
Well, she's an abject failure. They can't talk about her. And all the people that were on in her within her orbit, her circle, they're resigning. There have been more people to step down that we don't know about. Now, remember, Andrew, when Trump took office, within that first month, people were leaving and they talked about it nonstop. Oh, he can't get anybody to stay in office. Oh, he can't this, he can't that. And now people are leaving left and right and the Biden administration. And for the media, nothing to see here. That is how you know that they're completely biased. Why wouldn't they talk about it? Why won't they say, look, he's out of control. No one wants to be here. I mean, they know they're going to get a job. They're going to get a guaranteed job because most of the people out there, the job holders, are liberals, progressives. So why wouldn't they talk about it? Because they don't want Joe to look bad. They're trying to shield him. He already looks bad. Everyone sees it. But they don't want to utter those words. They want to keep it a secret that everyone sees. So it's not a secret. These guys are completely delusional. They have nothing positive to talk about. And the same way they were hoping that the withdrawal from Afghanistan would give Joe a victory lap on 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11, they were hoping the same thing for Build Back Better, that Joe would be able to say, I got you guys a Christmas gift. Build Back Better. And we're going to enter into the new year with Build Back Better. That's what they wanted. They weren't focusing on anything else. But Manchin stopped it. He slowed it down. Because we all know that Mitch McConnell wouldn't have done it, the failure that he is. He wouldn't have done it. I mean, he helped them raise the debt ceiling. A swamper, a complete swamper. So even when he says, oh, well, we want to support the president, don't trust him. And we're going to talk about this in one of our shows, forthcoming shows, either probably in the new year, about President Trump and our thoughts on President Trump running again. And if he does, he's got to do things completely different. But people like Mitch McConnell, he cannot trust them. He's got to go with his gut instinct, and his instincts are on point. But he has got to start refusing them and saying, not going to do it, and then steamroll right over them. Because if anything, these past 11 months have taught us, Andrew, and have shown us, is that the Democrats do not care for the right. They don't care about Americans. They will put everyone first before they put an American first. And that is a reason why Trump always said, make America great again. And it's about America, Andrew.
Yeah, well said, Rob. And thank you all to our listeners for joining us on this holiday week. We hope you and your family have a blessed Christmas coming up. Check us out and all the other shows over at America Out Loud, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.